The Premier League on OTB.
Rashford thinks it into Cavani! Edison Cavani wins it!
Exclusive Premier League live commentaries every Sunday. The very best expert analysis on your phone and for free. Download the OTB Sports app now.
We're at 8:35 this morning. We're talking about the rise of Meath football. Here's how Brendan Cummins called it on LMFM.
Meath still have possession. They've got to hold on to it now. Emma Duggan gives the ball out and goes for a return pass. She's still got possession. Gives the ball to Vicky Wall. Vicky Wall plays the ball forward. Meath working it in from the right-hand side of the field. And now we've got 20 seconds remaining in the game. This is amazing. The ball played to Sean Ennis. Meath are on the brink. It comes as far as Sean Ennis again, the Meath captain. She'll be receiving the Brendan Martin Cup. It comes to Emma Troy, to Emma Dillon. It's there. The Hooter is going. Meath are all Ireland champions. This is the most amazing story I remember in sport. Meath win the intermediate last December, and now they're the All-Ireland senior champions. This is amazing stuff. They're going to receive the cup. Sean Ennis will captain them. They're going absolutely bananas out on the field. Meath supporters are going wild. They've won it by 2 points. 10-1 outsiders in a game. There were outsiders against Cork. There were outsiders against Armagh. But they are the champions.
Yes, they are. Stacey Grimes, good morning to you. How does that sound?
Yeah, it's a great feeling. Thanks for having me, firstly. But it's an unreal feeling. So it is. It's just mad. Like, I don't think it's really sunk in yet, you know. But it's one that I'll remember forever.
So tell us, we'll talk about the game at some point, but tell us what happened immediately upon the full-time whistle, and what has the last 12 hours been like? What happened? What happens when you're All-Ireland champions?
Yeah, it hasn't sunk in yet. Like, I don't know how to explain it. I didn't know whether to cry or to, do you know, that kind of way. Your just emotions are all over the place. Like, you've been working towards this for so long. And then finally, when you get over the line, it's a great feeling. It's something that I've never experienced before. But yeah, it's just unreal. It hasn't sunk in yet. And the girls, it probably hasn't sunk in for the girls yet, but it's just mad.
How long do you spend on the pitch? Are you there for a good while and trying? Because we've seen pictures of Sean Boylan in the crowd, and I guess you've family and friends in the crowd that you go and look for.
Yeah, no, we actually got a good while. Like, with last year's Intermediate All-Ireland final, obviously we didn't get a chance really to go around much because obviously the senior one. So it was really special now that obviously the crowds were back in and stuff like that. So we actually got time to go around and embrace the crowd, and it was just great. The crowd was unreal. So it was.
And then after that, it's obviously, where's dinner? Do you go home? Did you go back to Meath last night?
Yeah, so we went back to Meath last night. So we went back to Knightsbrook. So there's a great reception back at the Knightsbrook. It was unreal. I never seen any of the likes before. There was a big crowd back here, and the kids are there, and all the supporters made their way back from Cork Park or from their houses when they watched the game. So it was really nice. It was really nice to see. I've never seen that before.
That's class. It's kind of the unexpected bit where, and it's going to roll on there for another couple of days as well. Or do you need to go back to work fairly soon? Have you got a day or two to celebrate this?
I know a day or two to celebrate. No, look, you know, like, you're not in All-Ireland every day, so you need to embrace this and really enjoy it, you know. It's something that's, we, like, obviously this hasn't been done, so it's great, you know. So we're going to really enjoy ourselves and really take it all in. We have a few days. I'm sure the girls have a few days as well, so it's nice.
What's that moment in the dressing room like in the immediate aftermath when it's just yourself and your teammates, knowing that this chaos back home is about to ensue?
Yeah, like, it's just, it was actually quite calm in the dressing room. We're actually quite, like, after the match, you know, because it's such a big hype up for it, and you're kind of just coming back down off it. But look, everybody was ecstatic. They couldn't, like, it was just a great, great way to finish off the year for us. And look, we're going to enjoy it, and it was just unreal. Like,
how did the whole day go on a personal note, and I guess with the team in general? Was there a sense beforehand about the magnitude of the occasion? Because certainly the performance didn't suggest that at all. The performance suggested that you'd played in 5 senior All Irelands in a row yourselves.
Yeah, look, we knew what we were going to be coming up against Dublin. They're great champions. They've won 4, so we knew what we had to do. We knew we had to stick to our game plan and really go at it hard and really perform, you know, because if we didn't get a performance, we wouldn't have probably got over the line. And look, all the girls stepped up. the management as well. And look, we got out the result on the day, and it was great, you know.
Was that the singular focus at the start of the year? Once you get promoted, was it to win it again, do back-to-back, even though it's at a higher level?
Look, the probably main one was to stay up. But at the end of the day, like, you know, you're always going to want to push on forward. And as the momentum built, we had that belief. We got the belief after every game that we played that we actually can go and do it. And I think after all the games we've played, we really believed in ourselves and we believed in our ability. And I suppose not many people might have given us a chance against Dublin. But we believed that we could do it. And look, that's all that matters, that in the inside, that we believed that we could do it, and we did it, like, you know.
When did that belief begin to become real? Was it actually last year when you won the intermediate that you started to get confidence? Because we had Eamon on during the week, and he was talking about how after the last lockdown he was surprised at how fit everybody came back. They came back even fitter than he thought was possible, and all of a sudden it was like, actually, hang on a second here, we're going to even kick on from last year as opposed to just staying up. So when did you actually begin to believe properly?
I suppose it was kind of after we won the league, like we beat Cav and then Kerry, we bet them in the National League. And after that, we push on. Now, I know we had a bit of a slip against Cork, but we really fixed up after that and really assessed what we needed to do. And look, we kind of just built on that. And, you know, you're always going to have to come back fitter than you were from intermediate into senior because it's a level up, you know. So you always have to push on, you know. So it was great, like, obviously the girls in great condition coming back, so that really benefited us when we hit the ground running back and training, you know.
Eamon Murray was very at pains to point out that there's a massive team effort behind the scenes as well. He seems like not somebody who is prone to massive bouts of ego. It was real kind of, oh no, hang on a second, I'm a facilitator here, we've got great coaches, we've got great strength and conditioning. The players themselves obviously had to take personal responsibility for their own individual fitness and then come as a team. So that's a very powerful, calming influence, I guess. What's he actually like?
Yeah, look, the management team and Eamon Murray are great. Great. They really know their own roles and they're really nice people to be involved with and to work with. And, you know, they've taken us when Mead ladies football was on its knees and they've brought us up to this. So a huge credit goes to the management team and their setup and Eamon Murray. Look, they've, as I said, they've brought us to this point, so we can't thank them enough as players, and we really got behind them to really push on to show how hard they have worked. So yeah, look, it's great.
Is this emblematic of kind of an uptick in fortunes all throughout Meath, do you reckon, Stacey? Is that reading too much into it, or is this the start of a football boom, I guess, at underage level, especially in Meath?
Well, the membership in ladies Gaelic football has increased, so by I think maybe 2,000 members from last year to this year, if I'm correct, roughly around that. So look, it already has made a massive impact, and it's great for young girls to look up to and see that no matter what, you can always, you know, aspire to play football and enjoy it, and, you know, one day you could be there, you know. So it's great, and look, it has started a lot, even the crowds there yesterday was unreal. It was just class. So it was, it just, every time we got a score, the crowd lifted, and then every time we turned the ball over, it was a roar again. So it was great. It was the 16th man in the stadium on the field, you know, so it was unreal.
How has the style of play changed from being an intermediate team to a senior team? Because it seemed as if at the start of the year you might have been very strong defensively, but that was a real attacking threat that was offered. Anytime you turned the ball over, there was real intention to score straight off that possession.
Yeah, we knew that, obviously intermediate was going to, you have to step it up a lot, you know, and the pace was going to increase. And we knew that we had to transition the ball fairly quick, because if teams get back in defence, they're going to set up their systems, you know. So we knew that we had to really focus on the transition and break fast. And look, it happened for us anyway, so it was great,
The Dubs yesterday, obviously they're a team, a storied, famous team. They've been around and they've been kind of in the vanguard of the popularisation of the sport and kind of crossover from it just being a sport that kind of was talked about at one stage of the year to being the rest of the year. So obviously, you know, the expectation is that they're going to win and they're massive favourites for the match. In the game, at what point in the match is it when the goal gets scored that you have the confidence that this is actually something that's different? Or is it even after that, later on, when you're seeing Dublin do uncharacteristic things like taking pot shots or, you know, snatching at stuff? In the match itself, at what point do you start thinking, actually, you know what, this is going to happen for us?
Yeah, well, look, everything kind of clicked, you know, on the day. Everything went well, and obviously when Emma got that goal, like, it obviously spurred us on even further, and I created that gap, you know, so that we could sustain the lead and really get a good start. And the points were going over from everybody, so it was good, like, you know, so everything just clicked into place when things started. And look, you know, you always have to fight to the final whistle, you know, as it proved in Cork game, that you always have to fight to the final whistle. So we knew going into the game that it was a 60 minute game. It wasn't just going to be obviously a 30 minute or 45 minute. We had to really fight for the till the very end to get over the line. And look, we did that.
What's it like training with Emma Duggan? Like, she's a magician. The vast majority of people have become aware of her this summer, more so than any previous season she's had at underage level or at senior level. So what's it like getting to see that up close and personal multiple times a week?
Oh, look, Emma Duggan is a phenomenal player. She's extremely talented for 19 years of age. She came into the setup, I think it was in 2019, and look, she's grown from there. She's a great athlete. She's a great, like, person as well. Like, and she's just a really nice girl to be around. Like all the girls, it's a great environment to be around, and the management team and everything like that. So look, it's a really nice setup to be involved with.
And it seems like some of those players just come alive at the biggest moment in Croke Park in the open spaces, and that was certainly the case with her yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. Look, Emma can shine any day. You know, she's a great player. She takes her shots when she needs to, and she's a great worker. She works really hard. And look, yesterday proved, and all throughout the season proved, that how good of a player she is. And like, it's just great for her. Like, you know,
Stacey, you've been working as a games development officer for the LGFA and me. This is going to make your job a little bit easier, I suspect.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's great. I started in the role in April, so
good timing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, good. Just finding my feet. Obviously, still, it's going to take time to build, but obviously, with the success of the Meath ladies, and our minors won the Leinster there as well, and you know, it's growing. Ladies football in Meath is going to grow, so it's really going to have a really good benefit to the ladies and Meath ladies in general.
No, for sure. And I think for the sport as well, it's great when you have a brilliant team who comes and sets standards, but the games where they lose are always the games that everybody remembers forever. So you've been involved in one 24 hours ago, Stacey, and it was definitely one of those matches that captured the public's imagination, because seeing a great team dethroned, it's kind of the definition of good quality, top quality sport. So congratulations. Well done.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Stacey Grimes there, part of the Meath football team who stopped the Dublin 5 in a row yesterday. We'll hear more from Aisling Riley a little bit later on. But here is Meath manager Eamon Murray speaking with Aisling in the aftermath of their All-Ireland final win.
Then again this morning, coming up today, there was a lot of people around below at the bus and getting all across. I said, that's not going to be good. They're going to get tired. And we came up then and into the restrooms, and we went in to talk, and they were so calm and focused, just complete focus. We sort of split each 50-minute period at a time. If you win the first 15, win the second, don't think too far ahead. Don't worry about it. Look, at special for everybody, special for the country, special for the management, really. I don't take much praise myself for it, but we're bringing a managed team there, and Michelle, the liaison officer, one of the best you could ever dream of, the hard-working lady you'll ever meet. This is for her. This is for Paul and Paddy and Shane, Mark, Eugene. It's for Mary there, for Fergal Harney, who got me involved, and for all the county board and 7,500 members. And it's for the whole country. This is the whole country going to win here today, not just us.
The Premier League on OTB. Exclusive Premier League live commentaries every Sunday. The very best expert analysis on your phone and for free. Download the OTB Sports app now.